Hi everybody, welcome back. This is Laura West, owner of Divine Lotus Healing. I am an herbalist, a Reiki master, teacher, and practitioner. I'm also a channel for the divine. My office location is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I have a very large presence on the web. Please feel free to reconnect with me or to check out more of my work through DivineLotusHealing.com, which is my website. I would love to connect with you. Today I am bringing you a message from the Council of Light and also a parable from my own life that applies to their work. This is the message for July 2015, and I will step out of the way and let them begin. Greetings everybody, we come to you today in a hybrid form. We are going to say a few words about being kind, and then our voice box will share with you what she has to say about being kind as well. We, as you know, are the Council of Light. We come to you from a space in this universe ever so bright. We are full of love and compassion and light. We send you loving guidance each day and night. And through this guidance, we hope to share with you each month the things that we say anew, a sense of peace, harmony, compassion, and kindness for you. This is an opportunity in this earth plane for you in your soul form incarnated in a body to be a kind soul, a human full of love and compassion and grace. And there are things that you must do to make your world a better place. There is suffering, there is pain, there is sorrow, there is negativity, and yet you need to choose to rise above the fray. And there are specific things that you can do, and this we say. If you want to live in a kind world, be kind. If you want to live in a loving world, be loving. If you want to live in a world full of grace and compassion, you need to express grace and compassion. It's that simple. You have to echo out and mirror back to the world what you wish it to be like. If you become trapped in the energy of depression, in the energy of sadness, in the energy of anger, of suffering, of pain, then that will be what your world is. And we don't mean to suggest that you should never experience these things, for there is a balance between light and dark, between yin and yang, between sun and moon, between low and high, in each life. And you must experience both to see the awareness of the other side. And yet, we invite you not to get stuck in that space. Always, always return to love. Always, always return to joy. Always, always return to compassion. Always, always return to kindness. Always, always return to light and love and beauty and wonderment and creativity. Take time each day to pause and find this space for yourself. Do things that bring you joy. Do things that are kind. Spread love through the world by breathing it out through your heart center and letting it radiate to all beings that you cross paths with. We will end our talk now and pause so that you may experience the parable that our voice box of Laura West has to share with you. We would just like to conclude by saying we are the Council of Light, and as always, we wrap you in a golden blanket of light to sustain you and keep you, holding you ever so tight until the next time we are to speak with you again. Amen. Namaste. Adieu. Goodbye for now. So, I have a story to share with you all that was an experience that I had a couple of weeks ago, and it just feels like it's something I need to highlight to the world at large, just to put the energy out there in an even greater form than when it happened in the immediate moment. It's about being kind. I went to the grocery store, and it was a very hot, sticky, muggy day, and it was the end of the day between the toddler pickup and just after the dinner routine in my family and right before the bath and bedtime routine, and I had a small window of opportunity to go and scoot to get something very important that I needed for the next day in my life. And when I went to the store, I noticed this shopping cart that was being pushed by a mother, and it had two small girls in it, very sweet, very lovely. They were just doing their own thing. They were shopping for some items and they were taking their time, and I just, as walking by, I noticed they had lovely energy. So on I went, found my items, and then I got in line. It was the express checkout line, and who should be standing in front of me but the mom and her two girls. And it turns out that one of the items they bought was ringing up more expensive than what they saw it advertised as, and the mom was questioning this with the checkout cashier. And she was pressing him that the advertising sign, which we could all see from the line we were standing in, said something different than what was on the screen. And he didn't understand the discrepancy, so he turned and asked a manager who was standing behind him, but the manager was very busy and they were not able to pay full attention to the situation, so it took a little while to get it all under control. And of course now the girls in the shopping cart were squirming and they were getting a little antsy, and the mom was getting a little, not frustrated, but maybe a little bit concerned. I don't really know the right way to describe how she was feeling because I didn't ask her, but she was pressing a little bit more firmly that the price on the computer screen was not the price on the sign that we could all see. And she kept having to repeat herself over and over again. And the manager asked a second manager to come and take care of it, so that took a minute or two. So by now in the express checkout line, we'd been standing there for quite a while. And of course there was a line that had formed behind me. A gentleman was directly behind me in line, and there was somebody else behind him and somebody else behind them. And the mom turned to me and she said, "I'm so sorry this is taking so long." And it was in that moment that I had a choice to make. I could either start to become frustrated because I needed to scoot home and I had this small window of opportunity to get my item, which by the way was a frozen item and was potentially starting to melt sitting on the conveyor belt. I could express frustration and I could worry about not getting home to give my child a bath, or I could pause and send her, without saying it out loud, loving kindness. Because we've all been in this situation before in one way or another. We've all been in a place where we've had to stop and deal with something unexpectedly and it throws us off and we become a little flustered and frustrated. And the last thing we need from anybody else in the world around us is frustration being echoed back to us. It doesn't help the situation when that happens. It doesn't make the world a better place. It just continues to grow the frustration and the anxiety and the angst that we're experiencing in that moment. So instead of getting frustrated and exasperated and huffing and feeling like it was no easy task standing there, I chose to say to her, "No worries, it's okay. We're all in this line together. I understand. They're figuring it out and you're being very clear. Take your time." And when I said that to her, ever so slightly, her shoulders decreased in their intensity of being raised up. She didn't say anything back to me, but I noticed that they just slowly got lowered. Then I turned around to the man behind me and I said, "I'm fine waiting. I understand that she's got a discrepancy with her bill and she's trying to figure it out." And he said, "Yeah, you know, these things happen. Life goes on." He, in that moment, chose to create an energy of acceptance and peace and relaxation and comfort and not sweating the small stuff along with me. And I stood between these two people, looking around at the busyness of the grocery store and looking at the cashier trying to figure out with the two managers now what was wrong, and I decided to breathe in loving light, peace and relaxation, and kindness into my heart. And I decided to exhale it out, not in a big grand way, but just a conscious way. On my exhale, I breathed out kindness and compassion and grace and calmness to the space around me. Now, I can't promise you that that changed the dynamic and made everybody happy. I don't know if that did or not. But what I can say is, it helped me, in that moment, live in a kinder, more respectful, peaceful world. And in the end, I waited, what, 2, 3, 4 extra minutes? The things didn't melt that I was buying. I got to pause and breathe more consciously into my own body, nourishing myself with fresh air. The woman in front of me got to be relaxed and take care of her needs and not be overcharged for things in her shopping cart. I got to have a nice experience and a nice chat with the man behind me, and it was very pleasant, and he wished me well and said, "Have a nice evening," on my way out the door. What a lovely little moment that was. And so the next time you're out and about, you're stuck in traffic, or you don't get a seat on your train commuting to work, or you see somebody who's struggling with a shopping cart, or there's trash on the ground, or you are feeling stress, just pause and remind yourself, what kind of world do I want to live in? Do I want to live in a frustrating, angry, tense, stressed world? Or do I want to live in a world that I can co-create, full of beauty and wonderment and calmness and serenity? If you choose the latter, you need to consciously shift your mental attitude to get there. You have to produce those feelings for yourself so that you live in that world all around you. And when you do that, you will attract that kind of energy back to you tenfold. I say this to you today with joy and love and compassion and gratitude. I've been doing this work now for about 6 years, and I've been channeling the Council of Light for just as long, and I cannot begin to tell you how extremely grateful I am to all of you who listen, to every one of you who've come through my door as a client or a class participant or a colleague. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I choose to live in a kind and loving world, and it's because of all of you. You echo back to me what I choose to send out, and we co-create goodness together. And so this is the end of my message to you today, and I say to you many, many blessings. I wish you abundance and joy until the next time we are either to see each other again, or talk on the computer again, or come across each other's literature professionally again. Blessings tenfold to you, my friend. Namaste.